Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ,
Dubai Media City,
to the UAE. Chris Fade, and this is how it goes. Come on, Pretty Malik.
Say it, Rossi. Say it.
And Big Rossi.
Chris Fade is my everything.
Oh.
With the biggest stars.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'?
The Chris Fade Show.
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pot quiz.
You're kidding.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning. 6:03 for your Wednesday. It is a... I don't know. My windows were all fogged up at home, and they're all fogged up in the studio, so I'm guessing your windows are all fogged up. It's actually not a hot morning. It's a beautiful morning across the country.
Yeah.
So enjoy the weather whilst we've got it. Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning.
Morning, Rod.
Hi there.
Morning, Nala.
Morning.
All good? Everyone happy? Everyone chappy?
Everyone what?
Everyone chappy. Everyone happy and chappy?
Yeah.
All right. We're talking best drinks in the world. You'll never guess what got voted in the top three. It's one somewhat from here.
I think we should try it as well. I've ordered it.
Oh.
Depends on where have you got it. You got it from a good place?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Hey, joining us in studio, these guys, over 1 million followers around the world. They have danced their way around the world.
Cute.
They go by the name of the London Family, LDN Family. They're a cute little family. They travel the world. And honestly, they do dances everywhere.
I mean, I've never seen Liz...
So excited.
That's cute.
Like, over the weekend, I saw them out and about, and she pulled me over to the London Family, and she said, you need to meet these guys.
Oh.
Well, she did the same thing when she met me, right? It was the two of us, yeah?
And what? She did the same thing when she met no one else apart from them.
And
oh,
me,
really?
Yeah. She's well into them.
They're cute. They're a great little family.
Yeah.
1.2 million followers on Instagram, 1.4 million on TikTok. Holly and James and the kids are going to be coming in, so that's going to be great.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do that. Gossip Pretty Malik with you. What's happening?
Drake made a lot of money this week, and it's all thanks to the IPL. You know the cricket?
Yeah, of course. He bet on it, did he?
You'll find out how much.
And should we get that Air Arabia flight underway? We've got a free holiday, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We have a free holiday.
Where are we going today? We went to Cairo yesterday. Where are we off to today?
Where are we going today? Where in the world? I don't know.
We're searching.
Colombo.
Oh, Colombo's going to be great.
Yeah. Where's that, Chris?
Sri Lanka.
Good lad.
Look at him. He sits me up for failure, you see?
We're going to Colombo today. That's pretty awesome.
Have you been to Sri Lanka, Kristen?
I haven't, no.
You'd like it?
No. I hear it's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the show on the road right now. 0487155444. Call me right now. Let's get you on. Not only do I need you to help us choose the next song that's going to get played on Virgin Radio, instantly you win 4 tickets to the Water Bomb Festival. They're going to have like a big water fight with artists like DJ Snake performing and more. Give me a call. 0487155444. We'll get you on. This is Virgin Radio. Let's go. Hosea kicks it off. You are live. It's the Chris Fade Show. Let's go.
Pick my hits.
All right. Jess is on this morning. Hello, Jess.
Good morning, Chris Fade.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nala. Good morning,
people.
Aww.
Aww.
Sweet.
So sweet. So sweet saying good morning to us all. What are you doing, Jess? What do you do?
I'm a teaching assistant in a school in Dubai, and we're on our way to school. Coming from Ajman.
All right. On the way to school, she's a teacher. We appreciate you. First of all, Jess, on the weekend, the big Water Bomb Festival is happening at Dubai Festival City.
Yeah.
And you have just got 4 tickets. Congratulations. All yours, all right? Hey.
Yay!
Yeah, that's awesome. It's happening June 7th and 8th at the waterfront at Dubai Festival City. So it's like 2 days of epic water battles, and then you've got live music, and it's like a completely different experience.
It's going to be great.
And they've got some great K-pop stars. They've got some great DJs.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's next weekend.
Correct, yes.
Next weekend. Is it all ages, Pretty, or is it over?
I think it's 21 and over.
It is 21 and over, is it? Yeah, it might be over 21 here. So we've got some of the biggest DJs in the world getting out there, including Danny Neville, which is going to be great. All right, now, Jess, you need to help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go, Nala. What do you want to hear?
Jess,
Choose my song. It's Promiscuous, Nelly Furtado. No, Furtado.
Whatever you are. I'm all alone, and it's you that I want.
What do you want, pretty?
I'm going classic Britney. How about Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Thank you, Rossi.
I would love some Michael Jackson, please. This is Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
And Jess, I think you're going to love this. It's the Spice Girls
Wannabe. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you have got to give.
All right, Jess. They are your four options. Which one do you want?
So all the songs are amazing, but today I'm going to go with Big Rossi because it's not celebrated in days.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you so much, Jess.
It's a pity vote.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. I'm going to get back on track now. Thank you.
Literally a pity vote, that. That was just because you haven't
said it. A point is a point. A point is a point.
Yeah, but it's just, it's sad. It's a pity vote.
Oh, like that's not very nice. I mean, if I was coming on the radio tomorrow, I would definitely
love Michael Jackson. I do.
Okay, all right. Well, as long as it's some of the song, but because you just said, like, it's because of Rossi, because he hasn't been celebrated.
Stop it. Just stop.
So it's a pity vote.
Oh. You're being annoying. Let him have his win.
I am. He's having his win. I'm just saying it's what Jess said. It's a pity vote.
It's okay. I'll take it.
He'll take it, though. Yeah, exactly.
Gosh. This is the remix, by the way.
All right. Bye, Jess.
With Q-Tip.
Bye. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye, Jess. Shout out to Ashman.
All right. Pity vote. Here we go. Michael Jackson, Q-Tip. It's Breathe Nonstop on Virgin Radio. Another 3 minutes of this song, Ross. What are you going to do?
I mean, I say keep it on.
Okay.
Breathe and stop for real. Until the breath you got. Breathe and stop for real. Until the breath you got. Just breathe and stop for real. Until the breath you got. Breathe and stop for real. Until the breath you got. Just breathe and stop for real. Until the breath you got. Just breathe and stop for real. Until the breath you got. Just breathe and stop for real. Until the breath you got. Just breathe and stop for real. Give it what you got, just Breathe and stop, for real. Give it what you got, just Give it what you got, just For real. Give it what you got.
17 seconds.
For real. Oh, that was brilliant, that. Just 6 minutes.
Yeah, 6 minutes 35. That song's put us now over. So just to let you know.
I mean, it's like Bohemian Rhapsody that you play, right?
I play 4 minutes 10 of it. All right, well, Ross, he got a pity vote, and he gets a point right now. It's Virgin Radio 104.4. Yeah. What's he get for the pity vote?
So Nala and Rossi, you both are tied at 6.
Oh.
I'm on 13, Chris on 15.
All right, there we go. Wow. We'll do our Pick Our Hit segment tomorrow. We'll be back at it. We'll be back at it once again. All right, I'm back with Tyler and Gunner, that new song called Jump, and we've got the gossip next with Pretty.
Paris Hilton is being criticized for her parenting skills. Aww. I don't know if this is justified, but we'll discuss.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
101.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss your favorite bingeable series on Disney Plus. Watch new seasons of Grey's Anatomy, every episode of Modern Family, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got, Pretty Malik?
I love this story. So Chris Martin and Coldplay, they were performing in England, right? And on the way to the concert, they noticed a fan, I guess, someone who was kind of struggling to walk to get into the venue.
Okay.
So Chris Martin pulls the car over and goes, "Hop in, are you going to the show?"
Aww.
Turns out she is a fan of Coldplay. She was going to see them. She's 64 years old and she suffers with arthritis. And so he just like picked her up and was like, "Come, I'll take you to the show," and just
such a lovely
gave
guy.
Her a ride.
I love that.
He's a cool dude.
I love that.
We saw him briefly, remember?
Yes.
At Expo, we got to see him perform live with Coldplay at Expo, and it was such an amazing show. And then afterwards, we were allowed in this like little VIP area, and Chris Martin just walks up on his own, wearing like
so
those
chill.
Like chilled sort of...
He had a beanie on.
Circus pants, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was just going around talking to everybody. He just seemed like such a normal human being.
Yeah, a nice guy.
And I was like, that's what you want. That's what you want out of a star, you know?
I feel like I would expect nothing less from him.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I feel like I look at him and I go, he's a nice guy.
He's still down to earth, isn't he? He's very, I think it's one of the British, that side of things, maybe.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to move on from that. Drake made his first ever cricket bet this week. We all know Drake loves betting. He bets on all types of sports, but he decided to get into cricket and the Indian Premier League this week. We had the big final, right? So he bet $250,000 on the Kolkata Knight Riders winning the IPL final, that Shah Rukh Khan's team. Of course, KKR did win.
What did he win?
So he wins, he gets a payout of about $425,000.
Okay, there we go.
But I think it's all in Bitcoin.
No. Doesn't he bet on Stake?
Yes, he does Stake. Yeah.
I think he's an ambassador for that company.
Yeah.
From what I understand, I think Stake is an Australian founded betting app.
They also sponsor some...
They sponsor so much. They
like
got so much
team.
Money.
Yeah, they got a lot of money.
They're sponsoring everyone.
Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi got married in a private ceremony. This apparently happened last week, and a lot of the outlets were reporting it, but we didn't really have any confirmation until Millie Bobby Brown's father-in-law, Bon Jovi, went on to a talk show and confirmed the news.
It was a very small family wedding. And the bride looked gorgeous, and Jake is happy as can be.
Oh, that's cute, right?
Do you think Bon Jovi sung at the wedding?
No, they actually told him not to.
Oh!
So I don't know.
That's not nice.
I have no... Or he said I didn't want to. Millie Bobby Brown, by the way, from Stranger Things and Enola Holmes. She's 20, he's 22, by the way.
All right, there we go.
And finally, Paris Hilton, who we love... is responding to some criticism after she posted a video of herself swimming with her one-year-old son, Phoenix. Okay. Now, in the video, they're in like this pool and she's holding him. He's got the life jacket on backwards. Now, the comments, for the most part, were sweet. They were like, oh, we love the joy in this video, but FYI, mama, you've got the life jacket on
and that's
backwards.
Okay. Like, parents can make mistakes, right? We don't want to slandering a parent on social media is, for me, a big no-no. Unless it's, like, purposely done and the parent's being an absolute fool.
So she responded in the comments saying, oops, thank you. I never let him out of my arms. Thought it was backwards, too. I said that to the person who I bought it from, and they said it was on right. So she kind of passed the lane. But... the headline for 24 hours was Paris Hilton's son, life jacket on backwards. I felt so bad for her.
No way. Leave him alone.
Leave her alone.
Leave him alone. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
All right, I want to play.
What are you doing?
Because.
Paris Hilton.
No.
Stars are blind.
This is the song that I would want Bon Jovi to sing at my wedding.
Oh.
Okay.
When you prefer meaningful experience...
Not this. That's a YouTube commercial. How do we not pay
for
YouTube Premium? Can we not pay for YouTube Premium? I mean, I pay for it at home. I'll pay for it here. So we have to play the commercial.
Log in, mate.
This is Bon Jovi from 1994. It's called Always. So I'll be like, Dad, could you sing this for us?
This Romeo is bleeding, but you can't see his blood. It's nothing but some feelings that this old dog kicked up.
Big Bon Jovi fan.
It's been raining
love
since
it.
You left me. Now I'm drowning in the flood.
Wait for the chorus.
See, I've always been a fighter, but without you, I give up. Now I can't sing a love song like the way it's meant to be.
Well,
I guess I'm not that good anymore.
Listen to Chris. Hit this. No, no. Listen to this.
Drum intro.
Yeah,
it's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
That I make music like this anymore.
Ready?
Dad, could you sing more, Dad? Dad, could you sing it again? All right.
The pictures there. Left behind all just memories of a different life. Something made us laugh, something made us cry. One that made you have to say goodbye. What I'd give to run my fingers through your hair, touch your lips and hold you near. When you say your prayers, try to understand. I've made mistakes, I'm just a man. When he holds you close, when he pulls you near, when he says the words you've been needing to hear. I wish I was him, but those words are mine to say to you till the end of time. And I will love you.
Like if this song came out right now, you'd never hear it. It'd never get into any charts. It would be on TikTok. It'd be like old man's music. Thanks, Dad.
Here we go.
What do they call this?
The bridge.
I could,
if you told me to die for you, I would take a look at my face. There's no price I won't pay.
Guitar, here we go, ready?
Yeah.
My credit card was just used. Like, someone in my family is using the credit card at this, and they bought something for 284 dirhams.
What is it?
I don't know.
What's the company?
Amazon.
The other thing
is these songs go for like 5 minutes.
You don't have to play it all.
Okay, all right. Just going on the whole social thing. How about one of the richest men in the world, Mukesh Ambani, reportedly has bought his son a 283 million dirham property in Dubai on the Palm Jumeirah.
Whoa.
How's that for a little gift from daddy?
He's getting married this year.
Man, 283 million dirham villa. That is the gift from your dad. There's pictures of this villa as well. Extraordinary. It looks like a mall.
Yeah. It's just another vacation home for them.
Another report that they're saying that the wedding could be happening in Abu Dhabi.
Oh. Yeah, so they were during the last Eid break, right?
Mm.
Anand and his fiance were seen in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and they were shopping around. And a lot of people were like, "Ooh, are they gonna either have a wedding event, like pre-event
here,
here, or something?" But I think now it all had to do with buying this house.
It has 10 bedrooms, 3,000 square feet. The mansion is, it's got private beaches all around it. It's got Italian marble, lighting. It's got everything you've ever wanted in a home. 283 million. It's just mind blowing. Do we fathom
no.
how much money that is for our
Don't you think your friend's place is worth that?
Nah, not that much.
Really?
Nope. There are some houses that I've gone to that are worth like about $100 million, $110 million. But yeah, not that. Not so, 283 is like next level.
Mukesh Ambani is worth $114.9 billion.
Wow, that means that 283 million is like it's literally like
nothing.
It's like 100 dirhams. It's like 100 or 200 dirhams. Yeah, like that's what it is.
It's just nothing.
That's why you can do it. That's why I guess you pay for it because you never justify paying anything of that much. Like I always said to myself, I'd never buy a 4,000 dirham T-shirt.
Yeah.
No matter how much money I have, I'd never buy. Like I can't justify paying 4,000 dirhams for a T-shirt or like what I'm wearing right now, like a literal T-shirt. Yeah. But then I guess if you had
$114 billion,
$114 billion, yeah, you would. And you'd be like, well, yeah, like it's worth, that's like 4 dirhams for you.
Crazy.
It's crazy, huh? How the other world live.
Yeah.
Some, not the other world, some, because it'd be a very,
very small percentage.
Very small percentage of people living like that.
I want to live, like go in their shoes just for one day.
A day.
Just experience that for one day.
You never know. It may not be as fun as you think.
They you might know. Be happy. You never know.
So this is their house in Mumbai.
It's the most yeah, it's on that house. It's on that skyscraper, right?
This entire thing, Nala. This entire thing is one home.
One this
what?
Is their not home. Apartment.
This is their home.
What, the whole skyscraper is their home?
This is their entire home.
The whole skyscraper?
Yes.
Oh, I thought they only owned like the top bit.
This entire thing.
Oh, wow. No,
it's the world's home. Most expensive house, isn't
it? Yeah. So, like, there's a level for staff for certain things. There's a level for a certain thing.
So, he built a tower for him for
that's
his house.
His home.
It looks a bit like the Royal Atlantis.
Yeah, like one pillar of the Royal Atlantis is there.
Yeah.
Well, how did this guy make his money? How did Ambani make his money?
So it's one of those kind of like rags to riches kind of stories.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Aww. So he's the managing director of Reliance Industries, and they own a bunch of things, like a bunch of things.
Wonder if he'd ever want a snack company.
Hey,
you never know. By
you
the way.
Never.
I'm gonna go sell. Or I'm gonna go. I'm gonna try to become friends with the son. Mukesh, he looks like a nice guy. He was in New York City walking his dog. Did you see that?
Yes, and this girl. Yeah. Was like everyone's taking photos with this guy, so I went up to him and took a photo. I don't know who he is, and everyone in the comments was like, "You don't understand who you just not Mukesh's son, who you just took a photo with."
Yeah, crazy, huh? This guy just casually walking his dog. He's one of the richest like men in the world, right?
His son, yeah, the son.
Well, the son, the son's going to inherit it.
Yeah.
Are there daughters in that family?
Yes,
do we know?
Yeah.
All right, so they'll get a bit of the cash as well.
Can the son learn how to be like his dad? Do you think?
Or, what?
Like, because his dad's rags to riches, right?
Yeah.
Got
don't
talent.
Know. Don't know. You know what they say? Generational wealth. They say that if you come from nothing and you make your money, you're rich. You become rich.
Yeah.
Like the father. Now the son will be rich because of the father's money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But if the son has kids, those kids won't have any money because that's two generations that don't know how to make money in a row.
Oh, that's so fascinating.
So they'll say that the son generation will burn all the money, won't make any more money, have children.
Yeah.
Their children will have a little bit of money, but they won't know how to make money. They'll burn through their cash, and then it starts again. You need the person that knows how to do it from bottom up to restart that cycle.
Maybe he taught him everything.
Yeah. Well, he's got two sons. He's got Akash and Anand, and I believe Akash is like a big part. Actually, all the kids work in the company in some capacity.
All right.
So,
did that make sense to you, Ross? I feel like I lost you on that.
No, yeah.
Because it was a little bit confusing.
No, I get it. Yeah, but I'm just thinking sometimes you see like grandkids of celebrities who are hustlers and working hard and are talented.
But I feel like celebrity money is very different from this money.
Yeah, this is like...
Even celebrities are not considered rich compared to this.
Yeah, exactly. Like he makes them look poor.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, do you understand Shah Rukh Khan? Think of all the biggest Bollywood celebs. They were dancing. They were told, come dance at my son's pre-wedding party.
Yeah. I mean, Mariah Carey.
Rihanna.
Rihanna went and performed not even at the wedding. It was just like,
this is a pre-wedding
party. We're going to get married. We're going to have a little gathering. Rihanna comes and sings it.
Yeah.
Sings a whole like show. Does a whole show for her.
Yeah.
You know, if you're getting Rihanna off her boom boom to go perform, she doesn't like to perform these days, it seems. So they would have paid her a lot of money. How much do you want? You know, she probably got like $10 million US to go do two songs.
I think it was around there. That's it was like around $8 million.
Crazy. All right. Well, all of us in another world.
Not our world.
In another life. Don't worry. This one's not bad either.
Yeah, okay? I like it.
This one's not bad either. All right, Rossi, he's got something for us. He wants to present to us, but with a list, I've been told.
Yeah, this is great. So I've found a list of the best non-alcoholic drinks. And
love that. Vibes.
I've got the top two here for you. I've just ordered number two, which is mango lassi.
Is it specifically mango lassi that's number two, or just lassi?
Number two, yeah. Mango lassi.
Specifically?
Mango lassi is pretty good. I remember having it years ago. I think it's very high in calorie, though.
No.
It's sugar. It's pure sugar.
No, that's if you add sugar. Traditionally, a lassi is actually a drink that you would have in the summer.
It's yogurt.
It's a yogurt. And? It's like an iced yogurt drink.
And?
That's it, literally. It's just yogurt.
It's Indian, right?
It's got the mango in it.
Well, yeah, mango. If you have mango lassi.
Yeah, but it's not fresh mango. It's like the mango puree.
No, it's mango, like fresh mango.
How do you squeeze it? How do you get fresh mango juice?
You put it in a blender.
Yeah.
I
think this one's fresh because I just ordered it this morning.
Nah.
I tried to order the number one South American drink, which is called Aguas Frescas. Aguas Frescas. I've never heard of it, but nowhere is open to order that Aguas Frescas.
So that's the number one drink?
Yeah, that's the number one.
What was number two?
Mango
number
two.
What was number three?
Non-alcoholic was, I don't know.
Okay.
So Fade Fit Smoothies, apparently.
Thanks, mate. You know what I love, which I've learned from Brianna, and it's Mexican, is horchata.
So good.
Have you guys ever had a horchata?
So
you can get them here. It's hard to find.
What is it?
It's like crushed ice. Is it coconut?
It's rice.
Rice
water.
Milk. Yeah, rice water. Oh, yeah. My gosh. It is so refreshing. The first time I had one was in LA with Brianna at this little Mexican store. The lady, like, sort of just, it's a big bucket of it. She gets it with a scoop.
Yeah,
she puts
yeah,
it
yeah.
in. And I was, oh, my, give me more of this.
It's so good.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we going to do, Ross?
Let's try some mango lassi.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I've got one here, yeah.
Is it just us two?
Nala. Nala's never had one, so I want to try it.
Okay, Nala, try it. Hold on, I want to make sure this it hasn't been tampered with.
No. It's yogurt.
Okay. This is made fresh this morning, actually.
All right, so this is the second most...
Oh, it's got cardamom in it.
The second most, it's the best drink. Number two, I can't talk.
The second best non-alcoholic beverage around the world, mango lassi.
And Aqua Frescas is number one, which is like fruit with water stuff.
Oh, I don't like it.
This is not the best.
It's not the one that I like. It's not the one that I know.
This is not.
Right?
Not,
it's not good, is it, pretty?
No.
This is not.
Where'd you get these? Oh, don't say the
name. It's not.
Yeah, it's not nice.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys, for the feedback. Appreciate it.
But it's not right.
Even though I didn't ask for it.
What?
First of all, you ordered it without asking the Indian in the room. Where should you get lassi from?
It's Luxi.
I think it's nice.
How much did you pay for it per bottle on that?
20 dirhams each.
Ooh,
wow. We got ripped off. Ripped off.
I like it. Mine's gone.
Yeah, but it's not the right flavor. That's not
that's
the correct.
That's not mango lassi.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. There's no sweetness to that. It's like powdery. I feel like it's powdered.
It's not right.
What do you expect?
It's my favorite summer drink.
All right.
Same. I really like it.
Thank you, Rossi. Appreciate it. Thanks. That was a good offer, though. There we go. Number two on the list is a mango lassi. Get one today. Good morning.
Chris Fate Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop on Virgin Radio. Powered by
Rack
Bank. Let's get it.
Ow! Rehab, you got through. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm shaking. I'm shaking.
I love it. I love that. I love that you're on the show. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm fine.
What do you do?
I'm the school principal PA.
Ooh.
School principal PA. Was that right?
Yes.
There we go. That's a demanding job. You've always got to be on it. You can get calls at 7 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, 5 in the morning. You've got to be on, right?
32.
Yeah, I know. Well, good on you, Rehab. Thanks for helping out. So I'm guessing you're on the way to school right now.
Yes, I am.
All right, well, let's try to win you 10,000 dirhams cash. We're here with the Rack Bank. You know the deal. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
All right, we all good, guys?
Yes.
Everyone good to go?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, the Chris Fate Show's 10K Pop Quiz. Good luck, Rehab. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. How many Avatar movies have been released?
Two.
Finish the movie title, X-Men, The Last...
Pass.
Who stars as a police officer alongside Jonah Hill in 22 Jump Street?
Pass.
Who played Neo in The Matrix?
Oh my god. Keanu Reeves.
Who sings the songs Havana and Worth It?
Dua Lipa.
What Ed Sheeran song was originally written for Rihanna? Shape of
You.
Which company acquired Souq.com in 2017?
Again, please.
Which company acquired Souq.com in 2017?
Amazon.
What is the capital of Belgium?
Pass.
Maria Sharapova plays what sport?
Tennis.
What rapper released the albums? Time is up. Congratulations. 500 dirhams cash yours.
Oh, oh my God. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
I love the gratitude. X-Men The Last Stand would have got you right. Channing Tatum was alongside Jonah Hill. Camila Cabello sings Havana and Worth It. Brussels is the capital of Belgium. And that's all we got up to. Congratulations, Rehab.
Yeah,
well done.
So much
well
easier. Honestly, honestly, it's so much easier on the radio.
Oh, wait. It's so much easier on the radio?
Yes.
Well, you're the only
no,
person.
No, then on the phone, you mean.
Yes, not on the phone. Yeah, when you're just listening, enjoying.
Okay. I was going to say everyone. No, no. Yeah, everyone always says it's so much easier just listening to
correct,
it,
correct? Yeah,
and actually doing it. It's a whole different ball game. Well, listen, Rehab, 500 dirhams cash, all yours. Congratulations. Okay.
So much, guys. Have a good day.
You too. 7:15. We are live across the UAE. Still to come, the London family join us in studio, and we've got a trip to Sri Lanka. Okay, in studio right now, they have a combined following of like close to 2.4 million followers.
Yeah.
All right, you may have seen them dancing on your Instagram or TikTok timeline. The one, the only, the London family are in the studio.
Good morning. Thanks for having us, guys.
Good morning.
We got Holly, James, Mimi, and Pixie all hanging out with us. Welcome to Dubai, guys. How's Dubai?
We love Dubai. We do. We come about four times a year. We love everything about Dubai. We might even move, actually.
Yeah, come out. So if you don't know who the London family is, explain what you do on social media.
Okay, so we are basically a dancing family. We're content creators, and we just have a lot of fun with our kids.
A lot of fun. There's a lot of travel, a lot of food, a lot of fashion. Yeah, it's a big mixture of everything, really, isn't it?
The fashion, I love the fashion.
How did it start? Like, how did this all start? Like,
lockdown, really.
We love hearing that. There's so many stories that have come out of COVID. It's crazy, right?
So this
was you guys during COVID, lockdown, family living at home together in London, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Nothing to do. We weren't working.
We just saw everybody else doing TikTok. So we were like, oh, let's have some fun. We've got nothing else to do.
So
whacked out the phone, started doing some videos, and then suddenly a couple of them blew up. We're like, wow, let's keep doing this.
Well, 25 million views on one of your first viral videos, right? That's a lot.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. 25 million. And were you guys dancers? Is this what you were doing beforehand?
That's my background. So I used to dance for like Janet Jackson, Rihanna, Lady Gaga.
Oh, stop dropping Taylor names. Swift. Yeah. All right.
He's literally danced for everyone.
Taylor Swift.
What?
So, at the Brit Awards, which was pretty wild.
That's awesome.
Being how like massive she is.
So you've trained. You've been a dancer since you were young, right?
Yeah.
Since your kids.
Since I was eight, actually, is when I began dancing. Holly's the same as well.
Oh, Holly, that's you're a dancer as well.
Yeah, we met at a performing arts college in London when we were 16. We've had a lot of fun together, haven't we?
Yeah, that's so cool.
When you did your first video, it was not with the intent of becoming a social media family, right? Oh, no. We've got a performing arts school in London for kids as well, where we teach them dancing, singing and acting. And we just started that. And then the kids were like, you've got to get on TikTok. And we were like, okay, we'll try.
We said, what's TikTok?
Yeah. We did our first video and it kind of went viral and then... That was it.
Now, I'm on your page right now, and obviously you're in Dubai. Before that, you were in Ibiza. Then you were in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Then you were in LA. Like, this has literally taken you across the world, right?
Honestly, it's created the most wonderful opportunities. And the main thing for us is getting time to spend with our kids and have just like amazing memories and experiences. And it's really opened up the door for us and given,
Do you feel like you're on a vacation, like 24/7? Because there is obviously work involved as well. Like, you got to put the content down. A lot of people don't realize, you know, content creations, quote unquote, influencers. They make fun of it a lot of the time. Oh, these guys. But there is work involved. There's creativity. There's setting up a scene that you need to film. And so, are you working at the same time trying to have a vacation? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it is like a 24/7 job. But it's all about fun for us. We've got to have fun. We've got the kids in it. As long as it's fun. That's all that matters.
Yeah. And I mean, it's hard to call it a job, really, because it's, you know, it's, we're traveling, we get to experience different things. So, it's just amazing.
Mimi, you I think, the best dancer out of everyone, Mimi. I'm telling you right now.
She says yes.
She knows. Do you think you're the best dancer there?
Yeah.
How old are you, Mimi?
Seven.
And then you've got little Pixie. How old's your younger sister?
How old are you, Pixie?
She's three years old. It's so beautiful to see the family sort of just going around. I mean, there's also obviously from a family point of view, like I've got three kids. I've got a 14 and a 13-year-old daughter and a little boy. But, okay, so I'm going to tell you, this is my advice to you guys.
Right.
So I can't get, at a certain age, they don't want to be on social anymore with mum and dad because it's not cool, right?
Right.
So whilst you've got them now, film all the content you can.
That's it. 24/7.
You gotta get them. Now I can't actually get them to even be on my
If it's your kids for you, it's my wife for me. Yesterday, I was like, I want to do this challenge where we're like balancing, and it's such a like hassle for her to do it. I'm like, look at the London family. We can be like them. And she's like, I've been working all day.
We're all family.
I'll tell you what, we'll come round your house, we'll sort her out.
Give us some
training lessons.
When you move here, I'm going to be your friends because I can't wait to get lots of followers.
We'll give you a little shout out.
He just wants, you guys met over the weekend. Where were you when you met?
Well, it was actually my wife, Liz. She's like, Ross, you've got to come and meet this family. They are amazing. I'm like, we've met Victoria Beckham. You weren't bothered. Samuel L. Jackson. She's like, these are the best. These guys are amazing. Come and meet them. So she pulled me over and we met them.
They're
just lovely. A great family. Great people as well.
We love that as well when people come and say hi. It's lovely.
Really, you're doing great.
You've got a lovely wife as well.
She's a lovely lady. She loves you guys.
Rossi only talks to other Brits though. Like if it's anyone else, he won't talk to. Work that out. Yes.
That's what us Brits do.
Where were you?
Stay together, we're strong.
Where were you when you guys met?
In the Rixos. That's where you're staying.
Rixos the Palm.
Rixos the Palm.
I don't know if I should say that, but you're here.
Yeah.
Here checking out some other hotels as well, right?
We do. We stay at a lot of hotels in Dubai. We actually got engaged at Dubai.
In Dubai. Did you?
Yeah, after a skydive.
The most Dubai story ever. That's awesome. That's so cool.
Well, they go by the London family. You've got obviously mum and dad, and then you've got Holly and James. You've got Mimi and Pixie. Thank you so much for doing what you do. Come and live in Dubai. You'll love it here.
We will.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful place, and you can dance around all our famous landmarks and go across the
UAE. We need to get you guys in a video.
Oh my gosh. Are we going to try to do a dance later on?
Yes, you have to.
We need to teach some shapes.
I've seen Pretty Dancing. You're actually very good.
Thank you.
I watched the video.
And Rossi.
Back, mate.
Thanks. Rossi and Chris.
I'll set this one out of
them. All right. There they are. The London family. Give them a big round of applause. Thank you so much. We're going to dance through the ad break. As we all do, many of us are on social media and we have a look around and we scroll with our little thumbs moving up and down, which we've all got to do less of. I think we're doing it way too much. I think we're all on social. We're all on our phones way too much. I don't know how we're going to. That is another topic on its own. But this came up on my timeline and I thought to myself, this can't be true. This woman, and I'll just play you the audio.
Okay.
All right. I'll play you the audio. Take a listen to this.
Do you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom in your own home? I really hope I'm not outing myself if everybody does this and I'm the only one that doesn't, but no, I don't.
Okay. So it is a girl on social media, a woman, and she says she's outing herself that she doesn't wash her hands when she goes to the bathroom at home.
And I'm like, that can't be a thing.
That's not a thing.
So I thought we'll do the UAE poll right now. Now, you be honest with me. Be honest with me. Do you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom at home? I mean, I feel like we should just do you wash your hands when you go to the bathroom.
Because
I know here, there are some people in the office that don't.
Yeah, I've seen it a few times. And I know a lot of people would expect me not to. But I I do wash my hands when I go to the bathroom.
At home?
And at home.
Yeah.
No, I've seen Rossi wash his hands. Now, 0487155444. I want to hear from you. I just want to hear from you because I'd never thought that there'd be a difference in washing your hands when you're at a public bathroom or when you're at the office or wherever it is versus being at home. Pretty?
Yes. I actually take great pride in shopping for specific, like, hand washes, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Like, I get the fancy ones for home so I can use it.
You want to use them. Rossi, even though we thought possibly not.
Yeah, I bought a pack of hand washes from Day to Day supermarket last week.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. 8 in a pack.
That's unbelievable.
For 10 dirhams.
Are you using the pump soap or using a hand soap? Like a
pump action. Have you seen the science when you drop like a piece of soap onto germs, all the germs disperse. They hate soap, right? Have you seen that scientific experiment?
Yes, I saw that through COVID. Nala saying she doesn't wash her hands at home or in a public toilet. Oh, Nala, really?
Wash it, of course.
Of course.
She's like going, no, what are you talking about? Nala washes her hands. I'm just letting everybody
Chris?
Know. Yeah, I'm a bit, you know me, I'm a bit of a germaphobe.
At home.
Yeah, well, I mean, hold on. I'm trying to understand here. What are we washing our hands for in a public toilet for? I'm washing it because of...
you're touching all the door handles and all of that.
I mean, that's one thing, but I'm also doing it because whatever you touch, you know, around the toilet yourself, like it's, you know. Wellington, are you washing your hands or what?
I wash my hands a lot after going to the toilet, after touching anything that I feel may be dirty, I wash multiple times.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Maureen, are you washing your hands?
I wash my hands all the time. Good morning. I wash my hands all the time. Even when I'm cooking and I crack an egg, I wash my hands. To touch a vegetable, I wash my hands like we wash our hands.
Yeah, that's what you're meant to do in between different foods, right? Wash your hands.
Yes. Yeah, I do that too when I'm cooking.
Yeah. So, all right. A lot of people. Anit, hi. You wash your hands?
Absolutely. It's insane not to wash your hands, especially after the bathroom. It doesn't matter where you are. You're out, your friend's house, public toilet. Hand washing is a must.
Yeah, I know. So what's this girl? Woman on the TikTok? I mean, there must be someone, but you don't want to admit it. Like, is there anyone that's listening that just doesn't want to admit it now?
You can be anonymous.
You can remain anonymous. I'm okay with you.
Like, I've seen the guy in the bathroom who doesn't wash his hands, right? So, like, if I'm in the stall and I hear him, I see him walk straight out and hear him walk straight out, right? But if I'm standing there washing my hands, he'll wash his hands really quick, like run it under the tap and then go out.
No soap.
No soap. So he's like, he is ashamed about it.
But why wouldn't you want to wash your hands? I don't understand. I mean,
you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom in your own home. I really hope I'm not outing myself if everybody does this and I'm the only one that doesn't, but no, I don't.
Ew, I mean, brother.
It is literally.
Why would you go on social media and admit that? Do we have anyone? Muhammad, are you washing your hands?
Of course, 100%, every single time. Even I'm not even going to the washroom, I'm just keeping washing my hands. I want my hands to be clean all the time.
Yeah, no, I get you. No, I mean, everyone's messaging us. We get you know, a lot of messages coming in saying we washing our hands. Even like, you know what, in my house, I got installed those Japanese toilets.
Yes.
Oh, the ones that Robbie Williams was talking about. He was infatuated with them when we interviewed him, yeah. You've got one. It washes things.
Yeah, so you don't touch anything.
It does it all for you.
Like, you don't have to touch anything, people. It's pretty amazing, right? So, like, you go in there, you do your business, be it standing up or sitting down, and then you just press a couple of buttons, and it does everything for you, and you can get up, and you actually haven't touched anything, but... I will still wash my hands.
Like, yes, agreed. Yeah,
I just feel the need. It's like a thing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, what do you do when someone's not washing their hands? Do you call them out? Like Ross, this guy that doesn't wash his hands, and I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but like I've heard what he does in the toilet as well as not washing his hands. Like,
so what do we do?
It involves the hose. Let me just say that.
So do you would we ever call him out?
I don't know. I mean, if I was to video him, that would be a bit
that's
weird.
Illegal. Don't video him in the toilet.
Well, how am I going to call him out?
That's really weird.
We'll just say to him, like,
you know what I cannot stand, and this happens a lot. And if you own a restaurant, please, your employees are, because I used to work in cafes, right? I used to work in restaurants, and you could never go into a public. You could never go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wearing your apron.
Correct.
Right? We always had to take our apron off.
Yes, of course.
And leave it in the cafe. Then we would go to the bathroom.
Mm.
Right.
I have seen so many places where like they're wearing the apron, and from a guy's point of view, just standing up, going to the bathroom, lifting the apron up.
Have you
seen that, Ross?
And then walking straight out.
And then, yeah, man. I mean, listen, the washing of the hands I do see sometimes, but like, for me, that is a big no-no. That makes me never want to go to that restaurant again.
I called someone out when they did that recently.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah.
Because like, we always used to have to leave our aprons on the outside. Because imagine that. You walk into the public bathroom with the apron that you're cooking with. You know what I mean?
Too much.
Oh.
We did get one message of someone who says they wash in public because people are watching, but not at home.
Wow.
They won't answer.
They won't be on the phone.
At least
they're
honest. Anyway.
At least they're being on. Okay, they're being honest with us. So they wash in public.
Correct.
Just to show people.
Yes. But at home, don't wash.
But how could you not want to wash your hands? Like, you're touching all the.
I don't know.
Because you know, and this is really like, this is a little bit like maybe too deep, no pun intended. All right. Like, you know the sprayer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the shut off?
Yeah.
Like,
it's just
getting in there.
Just stop it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you hold it.
My friends back home say the same thing about you hold it, and they don't like the idea of it. But I like it because I use both.
No, I think the shataf is amazing. Like, I love it.
Best invention.
If I ever left this country and I lived elsewhere, I would have it installed wherever I live.
That's the best thing ever.
Like, however, I just always think to myself, you don't want to wash your hands, and you're holding that thing.
Agreed.
That is getting the best look of somebody else.
Okay, yeah, we got
you
the idea.
You got it?
Yeah. I got you. Wash your hands.
Wash them, yo. Wash them. And there's the whole spray aspect of like,
I'll
it's
just
all,
stop now.
You know, the walls are.
5 days
on the. Okay, like 17 days in a row.
Yep, quite right.
I've got no issue with it. I've got no issue buying you the coffee every day, Ross.
So you're, like, right now you're making me look like I never buy coffee. When we all know that's a load of rubbish. Because I buy it all the time. So why are you lying?
Why are you lying?
Like, do you want me to play along and go, I don't know, I haven't bought a coffee for 2 weeks?
I don't think you have bought the coffee for a while. Which is okay.
I bought it the other day from a new place called Southpaw.
Oh, you did. You did buy that one coffee.
I like to try different coffees. And, you know, if there's anyone listening who wants to send it in every day around about 6:30, by all means do it.
We would not do that. It's exactly what I said we shouldn't do.
It's free coffee? Do you know how much we spend on coffee every day?
Yeah. I did the calculations the other day on things that I spend money on.
How much? That's why I bring my own coffee.
I made myself sick. Like, I've been doing Ubering the last 2 months.
You do too much of that, though.
Do you know I come to work in an Uber every day,
why?
And I go home in an Uber.
Do you know what? I
don't want to drive in the morning.
Why?
Why don't you like driving?
He's addicted to his phone, basically. So he
likes
to safely drive in the back
seat.
Yeah,
I get in the back seat. I put my coffee in the seat. I get on my phone. I do a little bit of work, and I drink my coffee. Like, it's a nice little... It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. I just feel like...
But, like...
It's a nice start to the day than just driving and all that. It's weird.
Can't you... I mean, I think you pay your driver guy handsomely.
Yeah, I've got a driver.
So why don't you just use him?
Because I feel sorry. I don't want to wake him up at that time to come and drive. I feel guilty to make the driver wake up to come drive me to work.
Such a short drive to work too, though.
I know. It's not a long drive. But that's why I do the Uber. Costs 43 dirhams. And then on the return, it's 43 dirhams.
That's a lot. That's a lot, 86
dirhams over 5 days. It's 430 dirhams a week.
Let's do 45 weeks.
1,720 dirhams a month.
Yeah, and then you pay your 50 dirhams coffee every day. For breakfast.
Should we do this calculation? Okay, sorry.
This is not a good calculation. Can
I
just...
you don't want to know what I spend.
Five times five.
Zoya, hi.
Hi. Why don't you guys make coffee at work?
Why don't we make coffee at work? Because I want a good coffee, Zoya. Like, I want a coffee, you know? I only get two a day.
But are you like a latte person or like an Americano?
I like someone that doesn't talk to us on loudspeaker.
Sorry, annoying. You're being annoying.
So, sorry, he's a cappuccino kind of guy.
I'm not on now.
What are you talking on? An earpiece?
Potato?
No, I'm on my phone.
Wow, it's so bad.
iPhone.
So, Zoya, I'm a straight cappuccino, full cream milk. Like, give me a good... And okay. I like, you know, I was a barista, so I appreciate, like, a good, like, thick, milky coffee... You know?
Isn't that even more reason if you're a barista that you make your own coffee?
Yeah, but I'm not going to have like a full-on coffee machine here, like frothing. Like I've got 3 minutes to do anything. The only time we get to do anything is between a song where we have to run and go to the bathroom in 3 minutes. You understand the pressure on my organs? I'm excruding the
what? Your what?
Like I'm trying to get it, whatever I got to get out, I get out quick in those 3 minutes. Yeah. Like I'm pushing it.
Hopefully you don't get a kidney stone.
I always think I push too hard. Because of the pace.
Okay, this is too much. Thank you, Zoya.
Zoya, what do you drink? What do you drink at home? Like, as in at work, what are you drinking? How do you get your coffee?
You know what? I'm trying to reduce my coffee intake, actually. So I'm on water now.
Don't do it, Zoya. Just come back. Yeah. Come back to the coffee world.
You'll eventually come back. You're right. Zoya. Eventually come back.
I've been getting into mate recently. Oh, it's a coffee alternative.
Stop
mate.
Please. Can you stop it, please?
Try mate for a coffee alternative. What's so funny?
All right,
Zoya, thanks so much for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank
you. Philip, yeah. Hi, Phil. What's up? You take a cab to work?
I take a cab in the morning, but I get a lot of work done. And I agree with what you have to say, especially I love the morning. And it becomes early morning, especially when you wake up. You're a bit lazy, you're a bit tired. So I still feel that the cab ride is much better.
But then you have to talk to people.
Philip, I just want to make it clear. Chris says that he's doing work. He's not. He's watching TikTok.
No, I'm
he's
not. Watching I'm working. Instagram.
No, he's not.
I am
he's,
working.
He just wants to scroll social media. Literally, that's it.
It's a lie.
It's a 10-minute,
You know how many WhatsApps I get every morning? I go to sleep at night. I always want to clear my WhatsApps. I hate having...
Everyone's saying Chris a WhatsApp now.
Do not send me a WhatsApp. I clear my WhatsApps. I wake up in the morning. Minimum, 15 different chats. With all different, and I go through them all in the morning. Some of them are work, some of them are family, some of them are friends. So I go through my WhatsApps.
Yeah, you're running a business at the same time.
Exactly. You tell them,
Phil. You don't know him like we do. You don't know him like we do.
I'm on social. Yeah, I am on social, but I'm doing a lot of work. I don't want to drive in the morning. Thanks, Phil. Thanks, bro.
This is the Dubai bling effect.
Yeah, that's right.
He's not in it anymore.
That's right. Aussie.
Good morning, Chris.
Yes, Chris.
What's up, man?
I'm cool. How about you, sir?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. What are you doing?
I'm currently driving to the airport. I'm a taxi driver in Abu Dhabi.
Ah, you're a taxi driver in Abu Dhabi. Okay, that's cool.
Yes, Chris. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a crazy fan of yours.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Appreciate you being a fan. I love that. Thank
is that
you.
Why you're on, to tell him?
Is that...
You want to tell Chris he's a big fan?
Yeah. He was talking about not feeling like driving himself in the mornings and not feeling like hiring a personal driver because he doesn't feel like waking him up in the morning. And I feel like he should hire me. I'll give him a professional service. He should wake me anytime he wants. I don't care.
Thanks, Aussie. But you live in Abu Dhabi, bro. That'd be a really early... You'd have to be up at like 2:30 in the morning to get to the house, and it's too much,
bro.
It's
too much.
But I appreciate it. I appreciate the offer. I feel like you and I would have a good chat in the morning as well.
Yeah, sure, definitely.
Yeah, I don't ever want that, though.
You don't want it.
Because it's early.
You're a big nanny in the morning.
Yeah, maybe I won't chat.
That's a lie.
Because I probably wouldn't talk, and then you'd be like, oh, I used to like him on the radio. He doesn't even talk.
He's a grumpy pants in the morning.
You know, the other thing is, you know what I'm doing? I'm paying Uber for the kids. The kids go to work in an Uber as well.
Oh, they go to work now?
They go to school.
I'm
because of the car. The car got done in the flood. I still haven't got my car back. So the car got done in the flood. That was the driver's car. So
How
much is that?
What, the kids?
Yeah.
63 dirhams
each
on average.
Way?
Each way.
Got pretty out of it.
And you know what they did the other day? You know what my daughters did the other day? They had an argument, so they took two different Ubers to go to school.
Oh, did they actually that day?
Yeah, and I paid for it. I said, why are you in different Ubers? We had an argument. I said, I don't care you have an argument. I'm the one paying for it all.
And he's already had 258 dirhams come off his credit card this morning from Amazon. He doesn't know
what for. I'm over it.
You need to manage your money better.
I'm going to go to... What are you laughing at?
I'm calculating things here. I'll give you a price now. Hold on.
Don't ask. I don't want to... What? Okay, so, just like basic car expenses?
No. So I've basically taken your... How much you spend on your Uber every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you times it by 5 for the week.
Yep.
And then I did maybe 48 weeks in a year you're doing this. That's what I put it down to.
Okay.
So for you, you're spending just on Ubers back and forth to work 20,400 dirhams in a year. That's
really?
A lot. That's 48 weeks. It might be more than that. This is just to work.
20,000 dirhams in
then
Ubers.
Then you just told me the kids. So I was like, okay, let me just see how much that would be. Same 48 weeks. It's over 30,000 dirhams in a year. So, Chris,
that's interesting. I never put it like that.
Start driving. You have a car. You pay for the car. You pay insurance on the car. Use it.
He's keeping the economy going single-handedly. Give him a round of applause. Well done, Chris.
Gotta work. Gotta keep working.
Yeah.
Just have to work.
Yeah.
That's where it all started from.
Yeah, it's good, thanks, mate. I was just wondering, have you got any jobs going?
It's Virgin Radio 104.4, the Chris Fade Show.
Kids!
What? What are we all laughing at? What's going on now?
Just Rossi.
We were just talking about, you know, me taking Ubers or Kareem. To work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know when you... I flip between the two. I'm more on an Uber than I am on a Kareem. I think it's the same company.
Yeah.
The money goes to the same person,
so.
Right?
I think so.
I think the only difference maybe if it's Kareem, like the taxi. That's the only thing that's different between the prices.
Oh, okay. But yeah, anyway, because sometimes you order a car and then it just does the loops around and it never comes and you're like, hey, what's going on? And then like I went on protest the other day. Because I refused to move where I was and they wanted me to come to the other spot. And then we both protested.
Be careful with doing that. You might get arrested.
What?
Why?
Not allowed to do that.
Like, what?
Protest.
No, I'm not. Dude, you want a timeout?
Yeah. I think he needs one.
Leave.
Timeout.
No, I won't talk. That was awful.
I mean, I'm
sorry.
Not. I wasn't moving. He wasn't moving.
Okay.
So I left that. I went on to then the Kareem and I ordered a Kareem.
Yeah.
The Kareem driver came to me and it took me home and I never
canceled
the other one.
Because then you get charged.
7 hours later, it was still going.
Paid money for it. Did you have to pay?
I ended up paying 20 dirhams for a cancellation fee, but it's 7 hours. We were both that stubborn.
It was like a standoff.
Yeah, I end up calling you. I'm like, bro, you got to cancel. Why haven't you canceled? He's like, I'm not going to cancel. I'm like, well, I'm not canceling either.
Oh,
it was
like
great.
A stand-up.
It was cute. It was a cute thing.
Not really cute.
Well, no, because he probably couldn't take another fare.
I asked the Kareem driver. They have other ways of taking other rides because that was my question. I don't want to stop the guy from getting work. Ray, what's up, man?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm all right. They're giving me flack for taking an Uber to work. You know.
Well, you influenced me this morning because I dropped the kids off to school on the way back, listening to the show, and I just pulled into the nearest coffee place. And now I'm thinking, shall I Uber into work?
I'm glad we got you a coffee. Yeah, do a if you can afford it. You know, but I was having this discussion with a buddy of mine, Darren, the other day about it. Like,
yeah, tell me.
You know, you guys are all telling me how much I'm spending on Ubers, right?
Right.
But if you look at the maintenance of a car, the registration, the insurance, the depreciation of a vehicle. When you start to do the numbers, and the fuel, by the way, not to forget about the fuel that we have to pay for it, and the parking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It starts to like sort of nearly line on line, you know?
Yeah, but you have a car.
What's
that? Do you think you spend 50,000 dirhams on your car in a year, you think?
Fuel, I don't know. What do we do on fuel? 120 dirhams a week I do on fuel.
A week?
Only?
A week?
Only?
It's, well, I've got the only car that I can drive right now is the sports car. It's got a small tank.
Oh, is it only 120 dirhams?
150 dirhams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it lasts you a whole week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, okay, do the calculations. Okay, this is really boring for many of
you. Sorry.
Is this boring? Do we continue this chat? Or
No, it's not. We continue this chat because regardless of the cost of your vehicles and your fancy car, it's all worth it when you pull up and you get out and the valet is there and it's not a Lexus or Uber and it's your fancy car, right?
Yeah, that's such a Dubai thing to say.
Have you got a fancy car, Ray?
Working on it. I'm trying to get a freebie from somebody.
Do you know Rossi?
Sounds like a man after my own heart.
Okay, real quickly, calculations.
150 dirhams a week.
This is Ubering it to work every day versus owning your own car. I do 150 dirhams of fuel. Okay,
a week. 52 weeks in a year. So that's 7,800 dirhams on gas.
Okay, parking. I do 12 dirhams every day or 11 dirhams every day up front here at Media City. 12 dirhams every day.
6 till 12. 8 till 12 is 12 dirhams.
Whatever it is. It's four. I do 4 hours and that's 12 dirhams.
So that's 2,880 dirhams for the year, approximately.
Insurance for the vehicle.
How much is that?
A lot for that car.
Yeah, but I won't do it on my supercar. Let's just do basic insurance. What, 1,500 dirham?
What, 2,000? I'd say 2 grand.
Two grand.
So add that, 2,000.
2 grand.
Three, maybe.
Registration. How much is registration of a vehicle now?
I think it's 200.
800?
I think so. Let's just do 1,000.
Okay. Speeding fines? You got to average it in. We're all going to get at least one or two, some type of fine. You're not going to get fine in a year?
I get like parking, but that's 150.
Okay, so add a couple of parking fines.
So let's do
300 dirhams of parking fines and a 600 dirham speeding fine.
Well, not just one. You probably got two.
No, but I want to average it out. Okay. So 600 dirhams on a speeding fine.
Okay, so hold on. Let me just do... Guys, talk about
running red light fine.
No.
Salik?
Oh, yeah. We forgot that.
What are you paying for Salik?
The overheads.
I forgot. I put a lot because I have to pass by them.
Okay,
let's
1,000 dirhams for the year. And I believe it's more. But let's say 1,000 dirhams for the year.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm. All right. Anything else?
You spill coffee on the seat, you have to clean it? No, I'm joking.
Can I interest you in a Vespa?
No.
All of that would be 15,580 dirhams.
Okay, versus 20,000
for the Uber.
So you're paying an extra 5,000 dirhams.
But
I'm allowed to be on my phone and I can cruise to work in the morning.
No, it's not an extra 5,000 only because we only calculated your Ubers in the morning. We didn't calculate your Ubers for the rest of the day.
I don't do anything else.
That's such a lie.
I don't know. I don't. I go home.
And then you go to events and working.
There's another driver. I got someone that takes me there. I don't have to do that one. Servicing. Everyone, yep, that's true. You got to service the car.
How much do we want to put on that?
That's a lot.
Okay. I'll add a lot.
That's a lot.
You waste so much money.
That's a lot. No, hold on. A lot of people are living this life that I'm living right now. Like, we're paying cars and doing all that sort of stuff. That's just a basic thing.
But we need to, like, Excel sheet you up.
You don't talk.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it at the moment. I want to do it.
Coming from Rossi. It shouldn't come from me either.
9,000 dirhams I spent.
On what?
On InstaShop. In 10 days.
How long?
What did you buy?
Like loads of stuff.
I can't even get it up to the minimum to get delivery on InstaShop. You're doing 9,000.
That's ridiculous. I have a large family and I spend a lot. 9,000?
I think so, yeah.
No.
I think something's not right.
Unless you bought like a big item. Like you buy a TV or something.
I just get deliveries every day.
Give me your app.
It's on Liz's phone. That's the one you want to look at.
All right. Well, there we go.
Okay, then.
We'll leave it there. That was a good little calculation. Fun.
Yes.
You don't want to look at my credit card statement.
No, don't want to see that.
Don't. What's happening next, Ross? Do you want to talk about accents or do we want to do the prize?
I want to do the prize, please.
Now watch this. What's the prize?
The prize next.
Yeah. Watch this.
Well, what's the prize next?
Yeah.
Samsung?
What is it?
Oh, he got it. He did it. No, I thought he wouldn't have known. It took him a while. Yeah. He did the what's up, right? Well done. Give Rossi a round of applause.
Yes.
He knew what was coming up on his own show. Live on the Chris Fade Show. All right, your segment now, Ross. Over to you.
I haven't done it.
Why?
I got put off. I'm sorry.
What did you get put off by?
That song. That song put me off.
Why that song?
Reminds me of my ex-girlfriend.
What? Does it?
What, this song? Why?
Because she used to call me babe. Yeah. And every time, listen to it now. Here, listen to this bit. Babe. That's what she used to say all the time. Like, she was from the Philippines and she used to go, babe. So every time I hear that song, I get put off.
I can't. She was from the Philippines. Here we go. Babe.
And she also used to do this thing, right? Like when she's telling me that there's something behind me to look at, wow, right?
This is his ex-girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen. He's
received. But like, I don't know if it...
Is it the one that we knew?
Is this a Filipino thing if you're listening right now? So say there's something behind you. Say, like I'm saying to Chris, look at the Burj Khalifa. They go like this with the lips. They go...
Well, that's hard to explain on the radio.
They're trying to point.
They point with their lips.
Pointing with his lips.
Do it, Chris.
Is that a Filipino thing that you point in the direction that you're looking at, or you want someone to look at with your lips? So you're like,
yeah, you point with your lips, and it was very confusing at first.
Isn't your ex famous?
Yeah, she's got more Instagram followers than me. Yeah.
What does she do? Or is she just a famous
babe?
We've discussed this before. We don't need to go into it again.
Her brother or something is Daniel
she's
Padilla.
She's the auntie of Daniel Padilla. He's like the Justin Bieber of the Philippines.
He's like massive. He's a singer, right?
Yeah.
And he's huge.
Yeah, she was his auntie.
She was.
Still is.
Did something happen?
She still is.
Tess, hi Tess. Is it true that you're Filipino, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I am Filipino. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, shout out to the Filipinos.
And so you point with your lips, do you? You do a little...
That's true.
Interesting, that's true. Interesting. You know, do you know who Daniel Padilla is?
Yeah, of course.
Is he big? He's like
super
big.
Famous, huh?
Yeah, we've discussed this.
Yeah, he is famous. Yeah.
Rossi used to go out with his auntie.
It's a true story.
Rossi.
It's a true story until I found out that she's got three kids.
Oh no!
She didn't tell me that information.
Yeah. Tess, he went to the Philippines with her on a holiday.
Yeah.
And
this is a true story.
This is not a joke, guys.
This is a true story.
And when he got there, Tess, he was introduced to her three children
that he never heard about.
Yeah.
Should have like realized somehow.
Oh, you know what she said? She said, "Ben, I got three kids.
Stop it. Just stop it. Can we take this song off the playlist? It's just memories."
Hey, that's an interesting thing, though. Like, have you been with someone for a certain time and then you learn something about them you had no idea about?
Like, they had three kids.
Yeah, like, they had three kids. Like, what has your partner been hiding from you? Can you imagine the
stories? Let us know if your partner ever hid anything from you. Ross, when you found out that she had three children, like, legit now, where are we in the Philippines? Where were we?
We were, like, staying in a hotel, the H2O Hotel.
The water hotel.
H2O. Yeah, it's like the Atlantis of Manila, basically.
Tess, do you know the H2O hotel?
Obviously not.
Are you in the water?
I don't know that H2O.
You know what was that?
No, I don't know that H2O. I don't think we have that.
You are so excited that you don't know that. I love that. You were like, no, I don't know it. I like that.
H2O hotel. It's near like
it's in Manila
the naval
Ocean
base.
Park.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
So you're in the H2O hotel. You're with your partner, your girlfriend. How long were you going out with her for?
Met her in 2000 and...
Just tell me the years. I don't need the... I don't want to do the math.
He's
2009 to 2012.
Oh!
So let's say the 3 years you were with her.
Yeah.
Okay. In the UAE.
I didn't know that.
In the UAE, you were with her for 3 years.
Yeah, she was working for...
don't need to say. And now you're in Manila at the H2O Hotel. And how did you find out that she had the three kids? What happened? Like, I don't know this part of the story.
They pulled up in a car.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, what was your reaction?
No, I found out. I did, because like, I was thinking, am I really going to marry this lady? Because I was getting to that point in my life. And then I did some research on it, and I found a Friendster account, and I found a photo of one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got there and found out there's three of them. Okay. So I was sort of going to forgive about the one kid, but then she didn't tell me that she had three.
So what was?
So they pulled up in a car,
and what, did they run towards you? I'm not even laughing.
What
I'm
are you?
Not,
like,
no, the, I'm not joking. You like were
no, they really nice?
Yeah, no, I'm saying were they introduced? Like, did you go yeah. and hug them? Like,
I wanted. Yeah, I want to know how that moment was. Like, were you like, I'm out of here? Or what did you do? Have lunch? No, like, what
I just
did you do?
Like,
but like, did she turn around and was like, babe, these are the three kids.
Stop it. I want to know legit what happened, and you're making a joke.
Yeah, I'm not making a joke out of this. This is a serious matter.
Exactly.
Like, tell me what happened.
They came up and she said, this is the kids.
And then what did you do? Hello.
I said, oh, hiya. You're all right.
Now, this is crazy because this is Rossi before he actually had kids. He was always a little bit weird around, like, he was just like awkward around yeah, children awkward. Before yeah, he had yeah. his own kids.
Yep.
So we no, like, hello, I, hello, little fella.
I wasn't awkward around children at all.
Well,
Rossi.
Like, you're thinking about the time when you were getting ready for me to have the baby. So you put me through the baby test and brought loads of babies and I had to, like, feed them and stuff like that. That was awkward.
Okay.
But I'm not awkward around kids.
And then, so what happened? How did you break it up?
I just, like, moved to Dubai from Abu Dhabi and ran away.
No, you were in Dubai then.
Yeah, but she was in Abu Dhabi and I just, like, said... It sort of fizzled out, really.
Did you break up with her or no?
Like, did you officially say it's over?
Like, did you ever break up with her?
You never let us meet her, by the way.
Yes, we did.
We got photos of you at Atlantis.
We hung out.
Oh, we met?
Yes. Chris.
Yeah. It's memorable.
You were Twitter for Halloween, don't you remember? And Rossi and I were Superman and Superwoman for Halloween.
That's when we met.
Wow. That was a brasty, though.
Yes, it was.
No, but this was Atlantis. They met you. It was some, like, kids' DJ festival.
Did I meet the kids?
No, you didn't meet the kids.
We met her. We didn't know there were kids
okay,
then.
Okay, all right. I thought...
Like, just take that song off the playlist and never play it again.
I mean, no. Every time we hear Loud Luxury...
I love this story.
Whenever we hear this song, Loud Luxury, just remember Rossi with Beb.
Beb.
Virgin Radio, UAE traffic, powered by Yas Island.
Oh, man.
Thanks to Eddie for sending a photo of the H2O hotel.
Did he?
Yeah, appreciate that, Eddie. Rubbing the memories in there, mate. Thanks
Ross,
a lot.
Ross, can you give me the water?
Chris is pointing with his lips right now.
Yeah. How are we looking on the roads? 908, good morning.
Babe, there's traffic.
It's not even funny.
The 40-minute delay.
Stop.
On E66 from 311 until Zabil. Also, babe, there's a 20-minute delay on 611 Dubai Bout.
Thank you,
babe.
Pretty.
Babe.
Stop.
Iconic hotels and play at record-breaking theme parks. Book now on yazisland.com.
What's the time already? Rossi, because of a song that we played, it reminded him of his ex-girlfriend. We got talking about the ex-girlfriend. She was a lovely lady. But Rossi was with her for, I think, nearly 3 years. She was Filipino. Everything was going great in the relationship until he went to the Philippines with her and found out that she had three children, which...
She never told him about. And
never.
It was
never.
A surprise.
Now, Simon, you've been hearing this whole conversation, right?
I have, yes.
What are your thoughts?
I just think that Rossi's response when he said, "What did you do when you introduced the kids?" was just like, "Oh, yeah, all right." I think he gumped it. If anybody's seen that Forrest Gump gif, run out the gate.
He just ran off.
Yeah, I did.
Wrong.
No, I didn't actually. Because what happened after that is we went to Boracay and stayed in a hotel and
with
it was,
the kids.
With the kids?
No. Well, like, is it new dad? No, we went to Boracay, just me and her, and it was awkward.
Did you say to her, like, hey, why didn't you never tell me about the three kids?
Yeah.
There was nothing.
She said she was scared to tell me.
There was nothing in those 3 years that gave it away that she had three children.
Pictures.
There was a few
something?
Things.
Like, yeah.
I mean, but, you know, Rossi by name. Anyway, let's go.
Rocky, you just want to add to this? What did you want to say, Rocky?
Hey, guys. Rossi must be the guy of the worst luck. If the casino opens up in Rack, I'm not taking Rossi with me.
I was thinking about
seriously.
I was thinking about investing there, actually.
Where?
Rack.
But wait.
Good one. Do it.
Rossi, you got to answer the question. Corrine said the same thing. Did you turn to her at some point in time and go, this relationship is not working out, it's over?
No.
I just ignored the calls.
You ghosted her?
Oh, my gosh.
I ran away, yeah.
After 3 years, you just stopped.
She lied to me. Didn't tell me.
Yeah, but tell her it's over. Yeah.
Tell me that you've got three kids.
Yeah, I agree, but why
don't you just say that? Hey, you know, we've been together for 3 years. I find out you got three children right now. I'm over. I can't trust you anymore, and it's out. I'm sorry. Thanks so much. The relationship's over. Instead, you just stopped calling. Like, you just stopped her messages. Any time she messaged you, you just didn't reply. And you moved from Abu Dhabi to Dubai. Is that when you joined this show?
Yeah.
Wow, there's
a lot of
questions in one space of time here, mate.
Right? It's the same year.
She was the reason that I messaged you from Facebook to get a job. So you can thank her. But I ran away. Yeah, I ran away. I got a job in Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Scarlett was the DJ there. Superstar. Yeah. And I got a accommodation and I ran off. And never messaged her again.
And have you spoken to her since?
Yeah, we had her on the show once, remember? We had her on the show, I think.
No, we didn't.
We never had her on the show.
Studio City, we did.
We called her up.
She answered?
She answered and then she gave the phone to someone else to pretend to be her, I think.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, I want to hear that.
You're right. I remember this because you were like, that's not her. That's not her.
Yeah, I could tell it wasn't her. She was getting someone to pretend to be her. She's famous now. Do you know how many followers she's got? 102,000.
She's got
102,000 followers on Instagram.
That's like three times the amount that you've had. How does that make you feel, Russ?
Like, I mean, and she doesn't even do any good content. It's like...
Can I tell you the crazy thing here is?
What?
Is... I don't know if I should say this.
No, say it.
Like, there is a kid there that looks a bit like Rossi.
No, don't. Chris, stop it. This is not for the radio. Please. We can't be talking about that. This is an internal thing. Yeah.
He doesn't look like me. Does he?
I'm not going to... confirm or deny.
No, I've said this to Liz, and she's... He doesn't look like me. Just stop it.
Virgin Radio 104.4, Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. Eddie is up next, playing all your favorite songs for your workday. Eddie's ready to go.
Yes, sir.
He's always ready to go. We're back tomorrow. Another 10,000 dirhams cash on the line at 7:10. Also today, follow Virgin Radio DXP on Instagram. We're going to be posting a lot of those interviews that we did with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
We got that footage,
so go and follow it there. But we're out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow. Inshallah, from myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.